starting out here, the starting five. Hopefully their numbers are on their jerseys right so that we can get it worked out. But we got Matthew Green, number 15. Number 41 I'm not seeing, so I don't know who he is. We've got Dylan Swinton, number 33. It's one of the starters. And then we've got number 21, Jacob Stuyton. And the game's getting rolling here, so we will get back to that in a couple of minutes. But the starting five are, the game has started, and we're having a hard time with the clock. It hasn't started running yet. There's still 8 minutes on the clock. Craig scored 2 points, and we're not sure exactly what happened. So what we're looking for is the clock to start running. So there it goes. So Haynes has the ball on top court. Dylan Swinton over on the other side, shoots a three-pointer, misses it long. Rebound grabbed by Haynes, throws the ball directly to Morgan House, and Morgan's bringing the ball down the court for the Craig Panthers. He pops it back to Zach Vickers, and Vickers fires, shoots a three-pointer, misses it short, and the rebound goes to Zach Vickers of Craig. The rebound comes inside to Zach. Zach shoots, misses. The rebound comes down to Dylan Swinton for Haynes. So Swinton's bringing the ball down the court. Dylan's trying to penetrate everyone. He does. He gets inside, and he shoots, misses. Probably should have been a foul called, but nothing called, and Craig has the rebound. So Craig has the rebound. Morgan House is bringing the ball down the court. He passes over to Timber Burnham. Timber shoots a three-pointer, misses long. Rebound to Craig, to Dylan Swinton. Jacob has the ball, bringing the ball down the court, being picked up by Drew. Jacob penetrates through everybody, drives through the center of the key, and lays it up and in. So the score in the early goings here, 6 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. The score is 2-2, and there's been a timeout on there's a timeout on the court. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. It was called by the Craig Panthers, and we are trying to figure out still names and everything. So give me a few minutes to put everything together here. I'm going to send somebody down to find out what number 41's number is, but he's not listed on their program. So I'm guessing Gilbert Swallison, but I don't know that because, no, it couldn't be him because I recognize his face from last year, but we will get on that. We need a... Yeah, we're sending somebody down to find that out. All right, the ball comes in. Craig has the ball, bringing the ball. Gabe Almendorf has been brought into the game now for Craig. He has the ball. He gives the ball back to Timber. Timber into Jack Jacobson. Zach Jacobson passes back out to Drew. Drew over to Zach, underneath the key, back out to Gabe. Gabe goes to drive, kind of loses possession of the ball, trying to get it back. He gives the ball to Drew. Drew puts up a 15-foot jumper, misses everything. The rebound comes down to Haynes. Dylan Swinton has the rebound, being harassed, and throws the ball, but it got tipped by Craig out of bounds, and it will still be Haynes basketball. So Haynes will bring the ball in. Jacob has the ball. It passes over to Dylan. Dylan Swinton shoots a three-point shot and hits it, nails it. Beautiful shot, but the whistle blew, and we're trying to see after the basket. So the basket does count. So the score is 5-2 here with 6 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the first quarter. So the foul is on Craig, it looks like. And Craig's bringing the ball down the court. Timber Burnham has the ball. And the refs stopped the clock again. I think the refs are having a tough time here in the early going and making it more confusing for me to get going as well. So I apologize to you for that. Craig's going to take the ball out of bounds, and they've got they're holding the clock still here. The refs down there trying to figure out what's going on, whether they got clock issues or not. We have new people on the clock tonight that aren't normally there, so we might be playing this game a little bit all night long. So you'll have to bear with us and, sadly you'll have to listen to me ramble on as we're waiting. All right, they got it all figured out, and the ball comes in to Drew Marker. Drew's looking to dribble the ball through his legs 45 times and not do anything with it. Finally gives the ball to Timber Burnham. Timber passes it back over to Zach Jacobson. Zach looks for somebody to give it to, gives it back to Timber. Timbers got the ball. It's about 8 feet behind the back of the three-point line. They haven't really done anything with the ball here. They're just kind of going back and forth, trying to penetrate the inside, but nobody's available. So Zach gets the ball back to Drew. Drew's going to drive. Drew passes it over to Zach Vickers. Nice-looking play, but Zach missed it short, and then on the rebound, a little reach-in, and the foul was called on Zach Vickers. So it's going to be Haynes' ball. Score still 5 for Haynes, 2 for Craig for the Craig Panthers, the home team. Looks like Craig's going to put a full court press on Haynes here. And so they're motioning for everybody else to come back down the court. The ball is given to Dylan Swinton, and he passes the ball in to Jacob. So Jacob's got the ball. Timber, he throws it away to Timber. Timber gives it back to Drew. Drew shoots a layup and misses the basket. He got a little too acrobatic on that. He could have gone straight up and put it in, but he wanted to make it look pretty. So the ball's going to be go out for the Haynes Glacier Bears, and they turn it over again promptly. They give the Drew's got the ball inside, throws it away again. So a lot of turnovers going in the first part of the game. So Dylan Swinton's bringing the ball down the court for Haynes, trying to bring it the whole distance, gets it knocked out of his hands, but he recovers, and he throws the ball back to Hudson. And Hudson got fouled on, not on the shot, so it's going to be Haynes' ball. So Dylan Swinton's going to take the ball out of bounds for Haynes. Looking for somebody to give it to. Better hurry. There you go. He gets the ball in to Jacob. Jacob drives, shoots, misses. Morgan got a piece of it, but the rebound goes back to Dylan. To Dylan Palaminari. So if I get that wrong, I'm sorry. And Dylan shoots and scores. So now it's 7-2. Haynes in the lead. Zach Vickers gets the ball inside for the Craig Panthers. Pass from Timber Burnham, and he shoots and scores. So Craig gets a quick answer to the last one. And a turnover on the way back down the court for the Haynes. No, it wasn't a turnover, but it was knocked out of bounds, and the ball is going to be Haynes. So Dylan Swinton brings the ball in to Dylan Palaminari, and he gets the ball, passes it back over to
Matthew
shoots, kind of gets a block, and it's going to be Haynes ball. So Haynes ball underneath their own basket. The score is 4-7 with 4 minutes and 36 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Dylan passes the ball into Jacob, and Jacob passes the ball back out to Dylan Swinton. Swinton's got the ball. Timber's guarding him, pushing him hard. He's looking for an outlet. He can't find one. He gets it across the court and to Dylan Palaminari. And Dylan Palaminari passes the ball to Hudson, and Hudson hits a three-pointer from the near side of the court here. So 10-4 in the early goings, halfway through the first quarter. Craig gets the ball. Drew passes the ball back over to Morgan. Morgan gets the ball inside. Morgan shoots. It went all the way down and then came right back up out of the net, and the ball got knocked out of bounds by Craig, and so it's going to be Haynes' ball. Craig's still putting on this full-court press, trying to confuse and mess up the Haynes Glacier Bears, and it seems to be working, but they're getting the ball down the court. Dylan Swinton goes. He drives. Zach Vickers knocks the ball out of his hands. Little body contact there, but nothing called, and it goes to Timber Burnham for Craig Panthers. So passes into Drew. Drew shoots, misses, gets his own rebound. Zach Jacobson gets it back to Drew. Back up to Zach at the top, over to Morgan. Morgan gets it inside to Timber. Timber wants to shoot, puts it up and misses, rims out. Their shots are close. They're just not falling. Give them time, and they'll start to fall. So the Haynes Glacier Bay get the ball back. They bring the ball down to the front court, and they're on the near side here, and we're going to get a traveling call on Jacob. Jacob kind of shuffled his feet a little bit as he was trying to get position, and they call a traveling violation on him. So it's going to be Craig ball right here underneath us. The first 3 or 4 feet underneath us here, we can't really see anything, and so we just kind of guess and tell you what you want to hear. We got the ball got brought in. Gabe passed it in to Timber. Timber passed it back over to Drew. Drew looks up to, gives it to Brian. Brian back up to Morgan. Morgan puts it up and scores. So it's 6-10 here. Craig's finding the bottom of the net now. They've had a hard time at the beginning of the game. almost a turnover here by Haynes. The ball was passed across the court, and Morgan knocked it out of bounds. We're going to have a timeout before the next possession here. It's a 30-second timeout for the Haynes Glacier Bears. So we're back here. Number 33 is Dylan Swinton.
Okay. We're looking at numbers on the sheet we have, and they're different
than
the numbers on the
jersey.
Yeah,
they got it all messed up.
So we're trying to figure it out.
And I only have a couple of their names memorized, so I apologize for that. Oh, a lot of contact. Dylan Swinton, to me, looked like he was in position down there underneath that basket. And the Craig guy just ran right through the center of him, and he scored. But they just, I just felt like there probably should have been some kind of a call there. We're going to get things a little animated here, and some people might start getting upset. It's going to be Craig Ball here, the turnover by the Glacier Bears. Craig gets the ball back underneath to Brian Castle, and Brian Castle promptly shoots and scores. So the score now is 10-10. Craig started finding the bottom of that net. So, but it looks like, here we go, the full court press is pushing Haynes to a position that they're just not ready to be a part of, and they got a turnover, and Craig's bringing the ball back down the court. Brian Castle back out to Morgan. Morgan shoots a three-point shot and misses. Long, Dale Swinton and Timber go for the rebound, and the refs haven't motioned who it's going to go to yet, but it looks like it's going to stay there and be Craig's ball. So Craig gets the ball on that tip out of bounds. So Timber's going to bring the ball out, give the ball to Gabe. Gabe brings it over to the top to Drew. Drew looks for an outlet, gives the ball into Timber. Timber to Brian Castle. Brian Castle tries to get up and score and shoot, and he just can't. He's got two people between him. But then the ball goes directly into Morgan House's hands, and Morgan puts it up and scores. So 12-10, Craig with the lead. Haynes bring the ball down the court, and again, they just throw the ball away. They need to somehow slow it down a little bit and not let that happen. Brian Castle takes the ball the distance of the court and scores with no one even near him. This full court press is just getting the best of them. They finally get it past half court. They put it up, and they score. So Haynes scores again.
By Dylan Palomari.
Yeah, Dylan Palomari gets his first basket of the game. No, second basket of the game. Craig brings the ball down the court and gets inside, and Morgan House scores again. The full court press is just disrupting them in such a way that they're not even getting back to defend when Craig brings the ball down the court after they've got the steal. So hopefully they can Haynes can adjust here and make things start working a little better in their favor then. But Craig's definitely doing the right thing by pressing them. So they didn't press him that time. And Dylan brings the ball down the court. He shoots, gets it blocked, knocks it away, but it goes right into Craig's hands. And Drew Marker goes the distance of the court. Almost, he had two guys trailing him, but nobody near him. And scores again. Again, Haynes just takes the ball and throws it right into the hands of the Craig Panthers. And Craig comes down the court. Brian Castle drives down the court, but this time Dylan Swinton was set, and they did call a charge. And so it's going to be Haynes' ball underneath their basket. So the score now is 18-16. Craig has the lead.
And it's 18-12.
Oh, excuse me, 18-12. Craig has the lead, and Swinton brings the ball in for the Glacier Bears, and Dylan's bringing the ball down the court. The ball goes to
Matthew,
and Matthew
dribbles it.
Calls on a travel, loses the ball out of bounds at the same time, and it's going to be Craig Ball. So Craig's bringing the ball down the court. Timber Burnham has the ball, walking it up to the front court. He's being met right at the half court, trying to find an outlet. He's just being harassed. Dylan Palomari, he just got right on top of him and just kept walking in, and so they finally called the foul. So it's going to be Craig Ball. They're still not in the penalty. We're only four fouls on Haynes. The ball gets brought in into Morgan House. Morgan passes Drew. Drew drives to the basket, hits everything, but knocks it and loses it again. So the rebound comes down to Dylan Swinton, and Swinton back over to Drew Marker, and Marker shoots and no, misses. So at the end of the first quarter, the score is 18-12 with the Craig Panthers in the lead. Two fouls on Haynes have been called and four fouls on the Craig Panthers.